Welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Joel Johnson, certified financial planner, CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the author of 6 books, including most famously The Money Map. He's been published regularly in Forbes, also in the Wall Street Journal and the Hartford Business Journal. You've seen Joel as the host of Better Money on WFSB Channel 3 on the Saturday and Sunday morning news with Kara Sundlin, and as an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's husband to Wendy and father to Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah. What's happening? How are you this week?
Well, what's happening this week is 401ks. Today's show is all about 401ks. I was thinking back to when I first had the opportunity to participate in a 401k. It was when I first got into the financial services business. Actually, it was a few years after that. I got into this business in 1989, working for a big stock brokerage firm. But it wasn't until I switched over to a firm that covered brokerage, investments, insurance. I used to visit families at their kitchen table in the evening, families that were just starting out, just like me and Wendy. In fact, at the time, Wendy and I only had one son, Brandon, and I was involved in my first 401k where I was able to put money into the 401k. There were only 4 investment options at the time, so it was really, really straightforward, totally different than it is today. In fact, today, 52 million Americans have, listen to this, $4.4 trillion socked away in retirement accounts. 52 million of us have $4.4 trillion socked away in retirement accounts, and hopefully you're one of them. In fact, we've done surveys of you all as listeners, and we find out that most people that listen to this show are really good savers. They value good advice, and they take very seriously planning for their retirement and then in retirement making sure they have the best investment strategy. So here's the problem. Can you name all the investments or the investment options inside your 401k or inside your IRA if you're already retired? When was the last time you actually reviewed or rebalanced these investments? Is it possible that the run-up in the stock market has you taking on far more risk than you can afford at this stage of the game? And do you have any idea or do you have a strategy on how you're going to withdraw this money? And if you do have a strategy, is it the right strategy? Is your withdrawal strategy that you're either already using because you're in retirement or the withdrawal strategy you're thinking of, is it the right one? And what we have found is most of you don't have a specific withdrawal strategy, which means either an order to take accounts down in retirement, which accounts to spend first, which ones to leave alone, or it could mean the amount of your withdrawal and how you're going to adjust your withdrawal based on market conditions. So think about the things I've just mentioned. Can you name the investments inside your 401ks and IRAs? When have you reviewed or rebalanced? Is it possible that the run-up in the stock market has you taking more risk than you think? A lot of people are. And do you have an idea or a strategy on how you're going to withdraw this money? Or if you are withdrawing, are you doing it the right way? So you may be squirming in your seat right now. And if you don't have the answers to this question, this is going to be a great show for you. Because if you don't end up answering these questions, there could be a heavy, heavy price to pay. You could easily erase years of hard savings and sacrifice. The bottom line is this: ignoring your 401k, your IRAs, your retirement accounts could cost you a small fortune, could leave money that you deserve and your family deserves in the hands of either the IRS or stock market gurus that are investing against you. So there's some simple things you can do right now. What we're going to talk about today is our 7-point checklist, folks, the 7-point checklist that can reboot your 401k and ultimately help you make this money go farther in retirement.
Well, let's dive right into the checklist to, as Joel said, reboot your savings, make the most of what you've put away for retirement. And Joel, you referenced earlier, a lot of people don't know what they own. Know your investments. Know what's inside your 401k or your IRA.
Yeah, and I don't just mean the name of the mutual fund. Many of you know the mutual funds that are available in your 401k or in your IRA. And of course, if you're already retired and you've rolled over your 401k to an IRA, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different choices and different ways to invest. And that just counts funds. Of course, you have ETFs and you have individual stocks. So how well do you know the investments that you own? And how well do you know the investments that are available to you? And what we find is people pick a mutual fund like, let's say, oh, I don't know, the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund. Do you actually know exactly what you own. You kind of own everything when you own the Vanguard Total Stock Market Index Fund, which means that when the markets drop 40%, that fund is going to go down 40%. That may be good. That may be bad. It depends on your individual strategy. But do you really, really know what you own? What we have found that most people pick their funds based on the last 3 or 5 years of performance. Every year, they look at what performed the best, and they kind of gravitate towards those funds. And what most people are doing is they're buying last year's good performance, and they're ignoring the future's good performance, because usually things work in cycles. The funds that did the best in the last few years will tend to do worse over the next few years, and the funds that did the worst over the last few years tend to do the best. And so what happens is people continue to shift money right from funds that are about to rally over into funds that have just rallied and are about to go down. And they repeat this cycle over and over again, leaving so much money on the table. In fact, there was a Dalbar study. Dalbar is a big research group that works primarily in the investment advisor space. So we buy their research. And they did a study, and they showed that the average mutual fund investor actually lagged the fund's performance, the funds that they owned at that time, by 4 to 5%, meaning over the last 10 years, if the mutual funds that they own right now were getting a 7% rate of return over the last 10 years, people that were moving in and out of those funds only got a 2% rate of return. Let me say that again. You take an average fund, let's say the T. Rowe Price Capital Appreciation Fund, pretty decent mutual fund, appropriate for a lot of people, not appropriate for everybody. But the T. Rowe Price Capital Appreciation Fund has averaged about 7% per year over the last 10 years, but the investors in that fund have only averaged about 2%. How can that be? Because they move in and out at the wrong time based on what the market is doing. So not only do many people not understand the investments in their 401k, but they're choosing the investments the wrong way.
Another thing you should be very aware of are the fees in your 401k. Those fees, if you don't know what's going on there, can really decimate your returns over time.
Yeah, and there are three types of fees inside a 401k. There's what we call a wrapper fee or a product fee, the overall fee that it costs to run that 401k. So if you're in a group annuity contract or even a pure mutual fund contract, if you're with a company like Fidelity or Vanguard or T. Rowe Price in your 401k, or maybe it's Prudential, maybe it's John Hancock, you have fees that it takes to provide that 401k as a service. Do you know what those fees are? Then you have the mutual fund expense ratios. This is the second kind of fee. Almost everybody knows what their mutual fund expense ratio is. It's usually published right on the sheet where you choose your funds. But then there's a charge that many people don't realize exists, and it's very hard to quantify, which are the trading costs, the spreads, the investment spreads between the buy and sell prices that the mutual funds are buying and selling stocks at, the actual brokerage costs that they are paying, that you don't know. You just don't know unless you do additional analysis, unless you purchase research that we purchase. And it'll typically show that a fund that you think has a 1% expense ratio, you're actually paying 3 to 4%, which means if you buy another fund that has the same gross performance, that fee is backing out that expense ratio out of your actual performance that you get to keep by 4% per year. Very, very expensive in some cases. So you need to understand the fees. We help people do that all the time. It's very, very important. Whether, again, you're in a 401k or you've rolled your money out into an IRA because you're already retired or maybe preparing for retirement, you've rolled that money out, you still need to understand what you're really paying, which is why we have all kinds of literature in our office that talks about the problems with mutual funds, the advantages of exchange-traded funds or individual stocks and bonds, how you save these fees when you have a more transparent and open setup for your investments.
It can be really easy to lose track of the risk that you're taking in your retirement accounts when we have a big run-up in the stock market, as we have for the last several years. But you always need to identify the risk you're taking. Be sure that aligns with your risk tolerance, because risk tolerance doesn't only apply when the market's going down. You still need to understand what risk you're comfortable with even on the way up.
Yeah, and here's what typically happens. And again, I've been doing this now since 1989, so almost 30 years in this business helping investors, the last 14 years helping primarily people that are already retired or within 5 years of retirement. And I can say beyond the shadow of a doubt, in my experience with the thousands of people that not only we have as clients at Johnson Brunetti, but the many more thousands that I've helped and given advice to that never became clients, most people are taking more risk than they think they are. Also, most people think they can tolerate more risk than they really can. So the best way to approach this is assume that you're taking more risk than you should be. Assume you're taking more risk than you can really tolerate when the going gets tough. And be on guard. Be vigilant. Really analyze how your investments are going to perform in down markets. We have software that we've purchased that goes back many, many years in the stock market and takes all kinds of probabilities into account. And then we can take your exact fund or a stock you owned. I ran a few stocks that I own through it. Just the other day, I was working with Alex, one of our advisors, and I had him put in some of my stocks. And it shows exactly what the expected worst case scenario over a 6 month period could be in that stock. And it's amazing. I had one stock that had the probability in a bad 6 months of losing 72%. Can you imagine losing 72% in one account or in one fund or one stock over a 6 month period? The NASDAQ actually went down 80% from top to bottom from 2000 to the time it bottomed out right around the early part of 2003. And so most people, again, are taking more risk. You want to identify the amount of risk you may be taking, especially with the run-up in the stock market right now. Many people are complacent, which we've been talking about for a little while. Many people don't understand that there is a market correction coming. We just don't know when, so we don't want to hide in cash. We want to make sure we have the proper risk alignment based on your goals, your needs, your experience. And remember this, ask anybody who's already retired. Those of you that are listening to me right now, know this to be true if you're already retired. Things change when you retire. Your outlook on money changes, your ability to tolerate ups and downs in the market. That amazing feeling, that shocking feeling that you now no longer have your earning power and you've got to rely on what you've saved to carry you through for the rest of your life. So what we're talking about here is 401ks, the 7-point checklist to reboot your 401k, and we've gone through the first three, knowing what investments are inside your 401k, being aware of the fees over time, they can decimate your returns, and of course, identifying the risks you may be taking, especially with the run-up in the stock market. You want to make sure it aligns with your risk tolerance. Let's say you've managed to save $250,000, $500,000 in a 401k or an IRA, even $1 million or $2 million. You know it's not really that much money, right? You know if you've saved $1 million, you really don't have $1 million to spend because you still have to pay taxes on this money in retirement. And here's something you probably don't know. How and when you withdraw this money in retirement will have a huge impact on how much you pay in taxes. Everybody doesn't pay taxes equally. Not everybody is treated equally. If you don't have that strategy, it could trigger an avalanche of taxes, penalties, and fees, and it could needlessly cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Let us prove to you how you could make the most out of every dollar you've saved in your IRA, in your 401k, or any other retirement account with our customized Money Map retirement plan. We make this process simple and easy. It doesn't cost a dime, and what you learn in your initial analysis could change everything. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your initial analysis right now, the Money Map Retirement Plan. That's what we call our process. And the truth is, some people will pay through the nose when they withdraw money from their 401k, while a few smart and savvy people could legally pay far less. Let us prove to you how we can help. Get your Money Map Retirement Plan. Call now, 1-800-705-1232. Once again, that's 1-800-705-1232, or text your first and last name to 800-705-1232. We'll set up a time for you to visit with us and get your customized Money Map retirement plan.
Call or text, whichever you prefer, 800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map retirement review, you'll also leave with a copy of Joel's book, The Money Map. 800-705-1232. This is Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti. We're talking about our 7-point checklist to reboot your 401k or your IRA and make the most of your retirement savings. So can you name the investments inside of your 401k? Do you know what you own? When's the last time you reviewed or rebalanced those investments? Or are you just blindly contributing money to your 401k with no idea how to get those dollars back out? If you don't know the answers to those questions, there could be a heavy price to pay, and you could easily erase years of savings and sacrifice by making the wrong decisions later on. So coming up, we'll reveal the remainder of our 7-point checklist and ultimately help you make this money go further in retirement.
So we are on to checkpoint number 4. Number 4 out of the 7, and that is to have a bulletproof withdrawal strategy. And we've already talked about this a little bit, but have a withdrawal strategy so you don't fall into the retirement tax trap. And I'll just spend a moment on this because this really needs to be customized for your needs based on all your other retirement assets, which is why it's so important that you don't just take advice and act on it right over the radio like this, but that you sit down with somebody who knows your situation, who's an expert in retirement planning. Because I'll give you a quick example. The withdrawal strategy. When I started in this business, I was always told that you leave all your qualified accounts, all your retirement plans, your 401ks, your IRAs, and so on, alone as long as possible, and you spend down your other assets first, like your bank savings, your brokerage accounts that are not inside a retirement account. Well, I know now, after being in this business for almost 30 years, that that was terrible advice that I was given, and that's still what most people follow. Many people, again, based on their individual situation, should actually spend their retirement monies first or begin withdrawing from IRAs and 401ks first, and leave those brokerage assets alone. Because of the ability to control taxes on those brokerage assets, because dividends are taxed at a lower rate than ordinary income, because you can manipulate when you buy and sell assets to trigger long-term capital gains because of a step-up in cost basis, there are many reasons to spend your retirement money first and leave your other assets alone. But some people shouldn't do that. They should do the exact opposite, the old way I was told, which is leave your IRAs and 401ks alone as long as possible. It depends on your individual situation, and many people also have multiple accounts. They might have three different IRAs. One might be in an annuity, for instance, with a guaranteed withdrawal benefit. Not a big fan of those, but if you have one, it might work really well for part of an overall strategy. Another one might be pure mutual funds. Another one might be individual stocks. And so how are you going to withdraw those? In what order? Do you do them all at the same time, equally, taking money out from each one? Or do you drain one first and let the other two grow? It's different for every single person, and you need to have a customized withdrawal strategy based on your needs.
Another thing worth considering, Joel, in this conversation is looking into a Roth conversion, how that might benefit your financial situation. And we should say, obviously, it's probably not right for everybody, is it?
Well, Roth conversion is not right for everybody, but from my experience, and again, seen hundreds and hundreds of retirees or pre-retirees over the last few years, many people have really missed the boat when it comes to Roth conversion, and the good news is it's not too late. Some strategies are taking just a little piece each year and converting it over to a Roth so that you're building up a tax-free bucket to either spend in the future, completely tax-free, including all the growth, or to pass on to your kids completely tax-free. Other people, they just like the ability of having an option, having a bucket, so they might do what I did a few years back, which is just do a big Roth conversion. But there are things to take into account. Taxes that you have to pay now instead of deferring the taxes. Who's the money actually for? But again, this needs to be one of the points on your checklist to maximize your 401ks and your IRAs, looking into how a Roth conversion could benefit you and your family's financial situation.
A lot of people have left many jobs over the years, and they have lots of different 401ks dangling out there from old jobs. In a lot of cases, you should think about consolidating your 401ks from all your previous employers.
Yeah, and there's so many reasons to do this. In fact, there are only one or two reasons to leave money behind in a 401k. One of them is that you're not 59 and a half yet, and you might need to do a withdrawal without triggering the 10% IRS penalty, and many 401ks allow you to do that at age 55. If you didn't catch that, I know I said it quick, but just, you know, ask us one-on-one about that 401k and whether you should roll it over or not. Sometimes we do tell people to leave them behind. The other is, the second reason why you would want to leave money behind in an old 401k is there's a certain account in there that's so good you can't get it anywhere else but in that 401k. For instance, a stable value account that's paying 5, 6, 7%. Those used to be out there, very common. United Technologies used to have they called it their income fund. that paid 5-7%. It wasn't guaranteed, but it never did lose money. Northrop Grumman, Sikorsky, which is obviously part of UTC, Northeast Utilities, many of those companies had stable value funds that were fantastic at the time. Now most of those funds are only paying 3-3.5%, so they're not nearly as exciting. But that would be the second reason why to leave money behind in a 401k. But for the most part, generally speaking, once you investigate the difference in the fees from moving from your 401k, what exists now, and into an IRA, the advantages and the disadvantages of moving that money over to an IRA instead of leaving it behind in the 401k. One of the advantages is you can work with the financial advisor of your choice, and the financial advisor of your choice, whoever that may be, is going to have favorite funds and favorite investment strategies that probably are not available in that old 401k. So many, many reasons to consolidate various 401ks and IRAs, many reasons to simplify. You'll have a much clearer view of your investment strategy in your future when you have fewer accounts. And that's why so many people should consolidate old 401ks and IRAs into as few accounts as possible.
The last thing on our checklist, Joel, is to understand your options for passing your 401k or your other retirement accounts on to the people that you love.
Yeah, what we have found, and again, I talk a lot about what we've found here at Johnson Brunetti, but keep in mind, for the last 12, 13 years, we've worked strictly with retirees or people within about 5 years of retirement. And what we have found over and over again is that people that come to us are great savers. You that are listening to me right now are probably very, very good savers. You probably were disciplined. You probably saved more than you need to. You just don't know it because you've never had an income analysis done, one of those things that we do for everybody that comes in. And so what's happening is you're a good saver and you're creating a tax time bomb for your heirs. You're going to leave money behind for your heirs that when they receive it, the way they receive it, the rules that they're under, cause them to pay much more in taxes than many times they would have had to had you had a better strategy. So we've got to look at the options for passing on the 401ks and other retirement accounts to the people that you love. Now, this is the seventh point, right? The first six points were all about making sure you're doing the right thing for yourself. And we always tell clients, let's take care of you first. Let's worry about your kids and your grandkids after we make sure you're taken care of. Otherwise, you're going to be living with your kids and your grandkids in retirement. We don't want to have that. We want to plan well for you. But this seventh point of our seven-point checklist is, let's make sure that if you do pass money on, you pass it on in the most efficient way possible. Wendy and I just did our estate planning again at the beginning of the summer, and we went through extensive planning about how our 401ks, I have a defined benefit plan that I have money in, that I control the investments in, and of course I have IRAs and brokerage accounts, how those accounts are going to pay out to our kids, and making sure that we pay the least amount of taxes. And so we've set up some structures to do that. And a big part of it is that 401k and that Roth IRA and Roth 401k money that we're going to pass on. So don't forget this piece. If you're retired, or if you're getting close to retirement, this is a tricky time right now. Stock market is at all-time highs. Rates on CDs and savings accounts are at record lows. Bond yields aren't any better. And we're being taunted every day by ISIS or, these days, North Korea. So how do you invest in this new world? How do you generate income without betting the farm? And how could you minimize your taxes? Let us prove to you how we can make your money go farther in retirement with our Money Map retirement plan. Your initial analysis won't cost you one thin dime, so you've got nothing to lose. We'll identify any gaping holes, opportunities, or actionable strategies that could help you make the most out of every dollar you've saved for retirement. We would love to do this for every listener on the show, but due to the amount of work that goes into each of these meetings, we can only do it for the first 10 callers on the show today. So if you've saved $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers to get your customized Money Map retirement plan now at 1-800-705-1232. You've probably seen us featured on radio or television or in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, or USA Today talking about retirement, because we are fiduciaries, and that is very important. Call us now at Johnson Brunetti, 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232, or you can simply text your first and last name to 1-800-705-1232. Get your free, no obligation Money Map retirement plan. You'll be glad you did.
Call or text, whichever you prefer, 800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. That's all we have time for on this week's program, but we'll talk with you next week. Same time, same place, right here on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.